This is Jazz Discoveries. I'm your host, Robert Bullington.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Jazz Discoveries. I'm your host, Robert Bullington, and that was the TCNJ Jazz Ensemble playing Billy Strayhorn's A-Train, or Take the A-Train. Let me do that again. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Jazz Discoveries. I'm your host, Robert Bullington, and you just heard the TCNJ Jazz Ensemble playing Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train. And I'm joined by the ensemble's director, Dr. Gary Feinberg. Gary, a big thank you to you and to your ensemble for letting us record you for this edition of Jazz Discoveries.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to make a recording for you. We had a really exciting performance.
That was at the 1867 Sanctuary Arts Center in Ewing. That place is a success story in and of itself. It's been saved and revived and made available as a community arts and culture resource by Preservation New Jersey. And I can think of nobody better to be using it to bring music into the community than TCNJ and your ensemble. So it's just a great night all around. Had a wonderful time capturing this performance.
As we did as well.
So tell me a little bit about the ensemble itself, Gary. What was it? It was about 15 young people in the ensemble that night?
We had actually 20 students.
20,
it's
wow.
It's a large band, has pretty good participation. So the Jazz Ensemble is a curricular course of the Department of Music at the college. Students take it for credit. And so we meet regularly twice a week. And from semester to semester, the personnel changes because students' schedule change. So although it's a curricular ensemble, it is it's an ensemble that students take for elective credit. Nobody's required to be there, but the people that are there are there because they're really interested in learning jazz. Also, a lot of our music students are in the music education track. They're prospective music teachers, and they realize that they need this experience as part of the preparation for a teaching career.
So do you ever have any of your students student conduct the ensemble?
Yes. In fact, we 2 years ago, we initiated a jazz pedagogy class. And the target for the jazz pedagogy class are actually those instrumental students who don't play a jazz instrument. So they don't get that experience playing jazz before they go into the profession. And they need that. I mean, most of the school districts in New Jersey have extensive jazz programs from elementary level to the secondary level. So we created this course to give some of the fundamental knowledge and pedagogies and skills to our graduates. So if they should find themselves in the lucky position of leading a jazz ensemble or teaching a course with jazz content, that they have the resource to do that. So in that context, part of the class is everybody gets a shot to actually conduct a tune in front of the school's jazz band.
That's great. So let's dive back into the show. The next piece was Astor Piazzolla's Libertango. There's a real departure from A-Train, wonderful contrast. Tell me a little bit about how you guys put this one together.
Well, as you can imagine, there is a kind of pacing to a jazz concert. You always want to start off with something that's really, that's recognizable and that's upbeat. And then before we get too serious, I always like to include something else that's different but still upbeat. So Libertango first of all, it's a tune that many people will recognize the melody if they don't recognize the title or they don't recognize the composer, Astor Piazzolla. But they recognize the tune, and it has a tango Latin flavor to it, and it's a strictly jazz arrangement. So It falls into line with keeping the mood upbeat, and later on in the program we'll get a little bit more serious.
Okay, well let's treat our listeners to this. This is the TCNJ Jazz Ensemble playing Astor Piazzolla's Libertango live from the 1867 Sanctuary in Ewing, New Jersey. Thank you. So Gary, not only is your work here about a wonderful performance like the one that we just recorded, but you're forming musicians, you're sending musicians out into the community, and you're sending them out both as performers and as educators. You want to say a little something about that contribution that TCNJ and your music department is making?
Sure. Well, many people know that what is now called the College of New Jersey started off as the New Jersey Normal School, a teacher's training college. And right. So it's in the bloodline of the college to be training teachers. Throughout the state of New Jersey, there are music educators who had their training at the College of New Jersey. And in fact, we are just concluding our 100-year celebration. We are the longest standing department of music in New Jersey, 100 years of educating music teachers. And about 75% of our student body are actually training for teachers, for careers as music teachers. Having said that, we're also, the music department is also kind of transforming itself. We have a really dynamic music program, a Bachelor of Arts music program, where we attract students with strong music skills and interest in pursuing music studies, but whose career plans are somewhat outside of music. So we have a lot of students coming here and double majoring in business, double majoring in the sciences, and they're getting a real music program is their home, and they're getting a very intense music education, but at the same time, they're getting a liberal art education, which prepare them for careers in other fields like the sciences, law, medicine, and so forth.
So what would you say to that young person out there who's approaching the end of their high school career and they're curious about what's out there for them? They love music, they love the energy of performing, but they feel like they want to make their mark on the world as a musician. What do you want to say to them about the possibilities at TCNJ?
Well, first of all, in general, you must go to a school where there is a vibrant and rich offering of music courses and performance opportunities, and that also make those opportunities available to all students. And that, in a nutshell, describes the music program at the College of New Jersey. The jazz band, for example, is 50% students who are not music majors. The concert band, at least 50% or more, students who are not music majors. The wind ensemble, which is the select wind group, is peppered with really serious musicians, including section leaders who came to college not to study music as a primary area of study, but who really wanted to continue their ambitions in music study and are welcomed into these groups on a merit basis. So students come here who really want to continue studying music, but have career ambitions that are outside of music, or they just don't know. So it's a great place to come and to continue to be involved in music on a very, very serious level, and to be immersed in music making with other like-minded students, but not having to be necessarily a music major.
And having that available is so important because many of us looking at jazz, I guess, like what from the 10,000-foot view, we see it as a very improvisatory art form.
Right.
But really, the technical grounding, the grounding in musical theory is as important in jazz as it is in any musical form, because you got to have that technique, you got to have that grounding in theory to be able to improvise freely. So I think it's a wonderful resource, and I think we should be encouraging people to reach out for great resources like this to get formed as better musicians.
Absolutely, and I'll add to that, that jazz is a especially rich environment for connecting the making of music to the study of music as history, as cultural history. I mean, all music has cultural history attached to it, but jazz is particularly germane to our lives today. It's an American art form. It evolved during the American epic, and much of the history of the last 200 years, and particularly the last 100 years, is really deeply embedded into the structure, into the ideology, and to the mode of creativity that jazz music is part and parcel of what jazz music is.
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm sure all of our listeners join me in wishing you all the best in your work to form young performers, young music educators, all of these talented young people who are going to come through your doors here at the College of New Jersey.
Well, Rob, thank you for taking the time and effort to showcase our students and what we're doing here. It's really been a great experience for us as well.
This is Robert Bullington, host of Jazz Discoveries. In this edition, you've been listening to a live recording of the College of New Jersey Jazz Ensemble from the 1867 Sanctuary in Ewing, New Jersey, on December the 5th, 2018. You just heard them perform Thelonious Monk's Bemsha Swing. And before we move on, I'd like to share a track from a historic recording of the Thelonious Monk Orchestra. This is from a performance at New York's Town Hall on February 28, 1959, and this is Little Rudy Tootie. Thank you. Okay, so next up in the performance, we have Benny Golson's Along Came Betty.
Right, so Benny Golson is really one of the great composers, performers of jazz music. People probably best know him through his composition, The Blues March. And this is a, Along Came Betty is a lesser known piece, but really just a beautiful, complex composition, which gives a really interesting harmonic framework for soloing. And it's just a really classic, swinging, straight ahead tune. So adapted to a big band, it's just a nice, relaxing piece.
And I think some of your players in particular were allowed to shine on this one?
In this case, the soloist was Nick Storer, tenor saxophone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear it. This is Benny Golson's Along Came Betty with the TCNJ Jazz Ensemble. Well, next up in the live recording, we have Matt Dennis, Angel Eyes.
Well, Angel Eyes is a very well-known jazz standard, both for vocalists and instrumentalists. It has it's a very blues, although it's not a blues song itself, it has a very kind of blues-oriented melody, and of course the lyrics are very bluesy, very melancholy. And in this arrangement, we feature one of our vocal majors, Nicole Pochia. And the interest in the story is that I had Nicole in a different class when she was a freshman, and she said, "I love to sing jazz. Can I sing with a jazz band?" And I kind of pushed it to the side. I don't ordinarily work with jazz singers because I don't really have the chops to instruct them. But Nicole has been a good egg, and she's waited for her chance. And she participated in our recent concert with Michael Ray on November 9th. And at that point, I decided that it's time for her to give her shot.
Okay, well, let's have our listeners hear it. This is Angel Eyes featuring Nicole Pochia on
Correct.
Vocals with the TCNJ Jazz Ensemble.
People, the laughs
So the next number on your concert, Gary, features the work of a composer that I believe you've also known as a colleague, Mike Tamara.
Yeah.
This is Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah, Mike Tamara is, I believe he's director of jazz studies at Duquesne University, and I lived in Pittsburgh, where Duquesne is, and we crossed paths a few times. And he was an arranger and saxophonist for, I believe, the Airmen of Note. That was the Washington, it's one of the Washington-based jazz, professional military jazz bands. And he's a very prolific arranger, has very, you know, clever arrangers that we've performed a lot. And this happens to be an original tune, Smoke and Mirrors. I originally pulled it out because it's very kind of a funk, contemporary-oriented piece. I thought maybe Michael Ray, in our concert with him, would enjoy playing this, but Michael had his own
sort of
interesting tunes. So we played this tune. It's a very challenging rhythmic tune and a very unique-sounding tune by a really great composer-arranger.
And something probably most of our listeners will be hearing for the first time. So
undoubtedly, yeah.
Great opportunity for us to share this on Jazz on 2.
Yeah.
So here is Mike Tamara's Smoke and Mirrors, played by the TCNJA Jazz Ensemble. Again, this is live from the 1867 Sanctuary in Ewing, New Jersey.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Discoveries. I'm your host, Robert Bulling.